Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, or Farm Talk Live. We in the last hour, it was revealed to me by my wife through text that we're having our first babies at Edgewood Farm. It's Mark Edge.
And Conan, the libertarian farmer.
That's right, King Mark the First. I feel like a king right now, having these babies born. I feel like I should rush off and be there. My wife says everything's fine. And by the way, here's a little advice for young men. Don't marry an incompetent woman.
Oh, no. You used to be taking care of her forever.
There's so many of them out there, and they need help doing everything in their lives. I'm not trying to be mean, ladies. Just saying. I'm not talking to you individually, whoever's listening to my show, lady. It's the rest of those gals that are incompetent, really.
But you know what, Mark? There are some guys who really like that crap. They like to take care of someone. It makes them feel like a man. And there wouldn't be as many incompetent women as there are if it wasn't for the fact that there were guys who like to do it, that like to take care of these women.
It's
a real thing.
I don't know. The behavior must be getting incentivized in some manner or another. But I'm going to need I need a wife that can stand with me. At least that she probably does more work than I do. But if you want to feel like a man, lift heavy objects.
Take the stupid peanut butter jar top off.
Indeed.
Or work on the car. No one likes working on cars.
My wife, she's handling this 450-pound sow giving birth. She's sitting by basically. I mean, Mother Nature takes its course. And this is extraordinarily valuable. Why would you want a life partner that isn't partnering with you? By the way, this goes for everybody, whether you're heterosexual or not. I'm just talking as a heterosexual male to, young heterosexual males, of which most young males are. I've just seen too many options of too many women out there that are like, oh yeah, you can take care of me. I'm unconvinced that they can, you're going to have kids, and then what? How much of that am I going to take care of too? Mm-hmm. Not interested. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Mark,
we agree on too many things. This is why the Mark Ian relationship works so well, because you guys disagree.
Argue. Make a living off of arguing with my business partner.
We need someone to disagree. Someone call in and tell us why they like taking care of their incompetent women. Because I know you guys are out there and you love to do it. And what do they do for you? I mean, what do they actually provide to the equation?
855-450-3733. I can tell you whatever you claim the incompetent women can do, the competent women can do better.
Yeah.
Whatever that might be that you claim. A lot of people ask me, as far as farming goes, sort of the lessons I've learned in doing it. And this is a tough one, because you learn like little ones every day as opposed to sort of big whopping ones. I would say be careful if you're intending to get into it to save money or make money.
Mm-hmm.
You really need to mind your budgets and look at the right crops and the right animals to do that.
Right. The right crops, as in you live in New Hampshire or you live in Florida or wherever. You need to grow what grows well. By the way, Florida, you can pretty much just throw whatever you want out in the backyard and it will start growing. But New England, you got to be real careful. You have to start things early, like maybe in a greenhouse.
Yeah. Yep.
To actually have it up and running so that you have enough months of actual harvest.
The advantage with New England, though, is that that there's actually a market for the local farms. Mm-hmm. That people will, people buy from local farms here. Most places in the United States, it's in Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine are like the first three as far as local farming purchases or whatever. So the land might be crappy, but you've got the customer base, and that's important. So if you got
them hippies over in Vermont, and they love them. Homegrown tomatoes, unless they're growing their own, that is.
Interestingly, we have the people that we do business with, and we sell very little pork. We don't sell pork. We sell pigs. But the people we do business with, not hippie at all. Mm-hmm. These are just families that want to know where their food comes from. And, you know, they're libertarians and, you know, crusaders and people I know. But they want to know where their food comes from, and that's fine. All they're doing for me is supplementing feed.
And now you're experimenting with the local co-op here as well?
The co-op, I'm not selling anything there. I'm taking their compost.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, they'll cut the pieces off of celery or broccoli or whatever, and they throw it in a bucket. And then I take that bucket, and I give it back to them in 24 hours, and I just take the stuff. Some of the stuff the pigs eat, some of it they don't. I leave it in and around their trough. It, you know, deteriorates a little bit. We throw it on the compost, the stuff that they don't eat. Admittedly, my pigs are pretty well fed. And, you know, so they can be a little picky.
Yeah, we were talking about different types of pigs, and, you know, you need to get different types for different regions or different however you plan on raising them. Mm-hmm. I would be of the opinion, or I would want to have land, and I wouldn't want to have forager pigs. Pigs that weren't actually, you know, digging holes, but they're actually going out. They can actually live off the land a little bit.
Like a grazing pig?
Like a grazing pig. But
okay, so
like a woods grazing pig.
Well, okay, yeah. I would still recommend probably the Idaho grazers.
Mm-hmm.
This is a, there's a cooney, there's a miniature pig variety called a cooney cooney. Miniature is probably not the right word, but a smaller pig variety called a cooney cooney. And it has a very short nose, and it doesn't dig because it has a short nose. It just can't dig the way other pigs do. What they've done is they've crossed it with enough things to create this breed they're calling Idaho grazing pigs. Idaho grazing pigs go out and eat grass, and they're pretty good about they'll destroy clover, but they're pretty good about grass. And they just go out and eat. They don't dig holes. My land, when I've had pigs on it and not enough, because I'm constantly expanding, I never have enough. I'll have 10 acres and I'll be like, I don't have enough land for my pigs. But, I had a...
10 acres isn't that much for grazing animals.
No, well, 10 acres for... It depends on how many pigs you have on it.
If you can smell them, you got too many.
Well, that's pretty true. But I've had pig pens that look like World War One. I mean, like, just huge craters in them and nothing living, you know, like one woody plant.
The fences are at steep angles because they're falling over because they're rubbing up against them.
They'll dig up underneath the electric fence. Pigs are...
They're very smart.
When people say pigs are smart, they ain't kidding.
Yeah, they're very smart.
I've had I had some guy who was doing some research on some scientist-y fella on here. I'm on the Edgington Post, and I did an interview with him. The claim is that they're as smart as 3-year-old kids. I don't know what that means, but I can tell you 3-year-old kids are pretty smart. And so they're, you know, they'll throw the dirt up on the electric fence and ground it out. You know, these kind of things. The last thing you want is an escape artist pig. It's, you know, once they get above a certain size, there's nothing you can do with them.
Yeah.
Fortunately, once they get above a certain size, they're much less likely to get out too.
And they're getting closer to being on the pot anyways.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're going to do the breeding thing, this is our first year really experimenting with this stuff. And we actually got the pig. She came pregnant. We didn't get her pregnant. That's an entirely different kind of sounding sentence. She arrived at the farm pregnant. We didn't even necessarily know it. We thought a different pig was pregnant.
Oh.
She wasn't. So my wife's been mothering the wrong pig. But, I got back from the trip to Pork Fest, and I'm like, whoa, that pig's pregnant. You know, you can look at her twiffy. You can see the, see the nipples laying low and that sort of thing. And you can tell. And, so that day I've set up everything, got her all separated because I didn't know how long it was going to be. She even seemed dilated. And so I wanted to get her separated as soon as possible. I thought it was going to happen within minutes.
Right.
And it had been, that's been more than a week ago. And then with no warning, she's expressing no milk, no nothing. Today I just got some pigs in that I've got from a different farm, and I just checked her just before I left, and she didn't look like anything. She's popping babies out. I got a text from my wife, 8 babies.
Yeah, my rabbits will do the same thing. They won't build their nest until a couple hours before they actually birth.
It's amazing.
So they'll just sit there like nothing's going on. Hey, right as rain, and then An hour will go by, and you come by, and they'll be going to town. What they do is they pull the fur out of their bellies,
mm-hmm.
little clumps, and they build a little nest, and it's, you know, very warm and cozy. And
have you done any gardening?
I have. And it's been my goal since getting here to New Hampshire to actually do a garden, a New England garden, which I haven't started yet. But yes, big on the gardening, grew up gardening, and in I have some Tennessee gardening
under
my belt.
We've done a lot at my house, too. I'd love to hear your stories of gardening, animal husbandry, these kind of things. Have you had some success? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is until this summer when I was told about 90 for Life and a secret sauce. You too can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now, 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have been talking about, just got on the jag this evening of talking about small-scale homesteading farms, I guess is probably the best way to describe it. I'm not talking about big factory operations. I'm talking about people who want to have a closer relationship to their food, perhaps save some money, know where their food comes from, you know, those kind of things. And both, and it's me, King Mark the First.
And it's Conan.
And we're both, we both do this, Conan. You've got rabbits and chickens and a small gardening operation. My wife's got a big garden, and we have an orchard that we've put in. It isn't particularly productive yet. It's still got to grow, but...
apples?
Yeah, apple, basically a bunch of different things, but we have several breeds of apples.
Yeah, they take at least 3 years before you even get anything, really.
We get apples off of them, but not much.
Yeah.
And we've also got pigs at the house. I don't do the chicken thing. I know you're very successful with it. But we have a friend down the road with whom we do sort of trades and stuff like that, and she's a very large chicken operation. And...
Well, that's the thing, too, because if you live close enough to other people who are doing the exact same thing, or not the exact same thing, but they're doing similar things, you can go out and, hey, you know, leg a ham for eggs for a couple of months or for the season. And usually those types of trades can, you know, be beneficial to both parties. So
oh, yeah.
You can focus on what you do best instead of spreading yourself thin and having a whole, of course, spreading yourself thin could be a good thing if you have, say, a plague where you lose part of your crops, you still have another crop that's going to survive.
Yeah.
So that could be a good thing as well.
I like the idea of having a bunch of different things. That way, you know, you've always got some stuff that's been successful. Obviously, we're not going to starve to death if the whole garden is unproductive this year. And it hasn't been. It's been quite productive.
Right. That's a big argument because as you mentioned, a lot of these things aren't actually making you money. They're actually, in some cases, more expensive than what you could buy at the store. It's not about that. It's about doing it yourself. It's about it tasting better because you did it yourself. And it's seeing the process, and you know where that food came from.
And it's, you know, with whatever that it brings for the child, too. My son's 7 years old. He gets to see how things work. He's watching babies being born tonight.
Right.
And, you know... Yeah, your kid isn't getting a biology lesson of that that nature, you know. And I think that that's really special.
Yeah, I'm surprised the local schools around here aren't actually bringing kids out to farms like yours to actually witness.
It's probably too dangerous.
It would be. They would step in something.
Yeah, indeed. You can't get everything by growing it at home. And the things that you do need, many of them you can get at Amazon. And you know that if you want to shop at Amazon, you can do it through shop.freetalklive.com. But I'm going to tell you how you can shop at Amazon and save 25% off. There's no other talk show out there that is attempting to save you 25% off of your purchases through Amazon. Amazon has just about everything you're going to need except, like, fresh meat and produce, right? Like, I suppose you can't pay your electric bill and your mortgage there, but pretty much everything else you're spending money on, you can buy it at Amazon, and now you can get it at 25% off. Because you're listening to Free Talk Live. That's tremendously valuable. What you do is you go to purse.freetalklive.com. Do it right now. Create an account over at purse.freetalklive.com. P-U-R-S-E. Purse.freetalklive.com. You're going to want to do this for your friends and family, too, because once you do this, you're going to see it works. And then get some Bitcoin. You can go through expresscoin.com. They actually sell it at Purse too, but it's not a big savings once you start buying it there. So go through expresscoin.com and get yourself some Bitcoin. And then by using Bitcoin, use Purse. They've got a little instructional video there. You'll figure it out. You'll save 20 to 25% off on everything you've got. Call it a raise I've just given you for being a loyal listener. Purse.freetalklive.com. You don't even have to be a loyal listener. You just have to be listening at this moment. Purse.freetalklive.com. So, yeah, you know, what we've done at my house, Conan, is we've had the annuals and stuff, but they're a lot of work. Laura's kind of moved. I joke with her that her garden is full of berries and onions. Mm-hmm. you know, so she grows onions and
onions, you don't have to do much at all.
Nothing at all.
They just keep coming back up.
Get the Roundup out and try to stop them is what you do. I mean, they're just incredible. We don't actually use Roundup.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't put spearmint or peppermint or any of that crap in there, because that's another weed.
We've got mint. So, I mean, but we have, and we have also has Jerusalem artichokes. Some people call them sunchokes.
Mm-hmm.
They're great to sort of augment a salad, so you get sort of one of them and slice it up thin and put it on top of a salad, and it's great. There's nothing like it. I mean, it's just delicious.
Well, they are real artichokes, or are they?
They're not
a variant.
They are a root. They look like ginger, and you slice them up sort of into little circles. So when you cut the ginger, it'll come up into sort of circles. But ginger, you don't use the same way. These are kind of a sort of a nutty, crisp, light taste to them. And
okay, I'm looking at them now. I know what they are. They're weed.
They are a weed, but they're an edible weed. they're great for the pigs, too. So you plant them out in the pig pen and, you know, let the hogs go trying to chase them down. They can't get them all. But it's nice to have food that just keeps on coming up that you can continue to eat. So we have a lot of things like this. Berry plants we have a great deal of. You know, you just kind of cycle the strawberries. You put new ones in every year, and that way you've got three beds going. They last about 3 years, strawberries do. And you can't eat all of the strawberries that come in, but you can have your friends over, and their kids can pick strawberries, too.
That's right. Or you can invest in a dehydrator.
It's true.
Or you can make yourself a nice one that's, you know, with a, you know, window pane on it, and mm-hmm. out in your backyard, and just mass dehydrate these bad boys.
You can freeze them too and make sort of you know, little berry parfaits and things like that. There's no doubt about it. But what we do is that we eat fresh strawberries for the few weeks that fresh strawberries are in, and we invite friends over to the kids. We give them little baskets, and they fill up their little baskets, and they get some fresh strawberries. And there's nothing like it. So this is, you know, in many ways, creating community and giving, it gives the moms an opportunity to get together so the kids can have play dates and that kind of thing. And that's immensely valuable. You can't put a price tag on stuff like that.
Exactly.
And, we've got, you know, blackberry bushes and these kind of things. You can get them that don't have the very, you know, very bad prickers or anything like that. So the kids can pick the blackberries.
But how are they going to learn, Mark? I grew up in the woods of Florida.
Yep.
And I would go and scope out the best thickets.
We had them all along our fence line.
And I would go barefoot too, by the
way. Do you want to put shoes on? And it means, you know, why would you?
Why would I want to mess my church shoes up?
Right. So we had them all along our fence line. We had 10 acres out in East Bradenton, and the blackberry bushes would just grow up along there. And I'd go out with my basket, and I'd pick and pick and pick, and yeah, I got my fingers. Bled. There's no doubt about it.
And you would come back with bloody fingers, but they would be purple as well.
They would be purple as they could be, and I'd bring back enough that my mother and father could have them too. So I ate my fill. I'm sick of berries by the time I come in, but there's still enough that mommy and daddy can have plenty.
I love blackberries.
Yeah.
I love picking them.
And you can't get childhood memories. You can't buy childhood memories like that. You have to earn them. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Going to give you a break from Farm Talk Live here. It's King Mark the First with you.
And Conan.
855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about what you want tonight. Let's go straight to the phones. We've got Nathan calling in on Skype. You can do that, too. Our username is lrn.fm. By two, I mean you have to wait till he's done because I really only had to run this with one. I'm not going to try to. If I try to answer, no, that's not going to happen. So, yeah, anyway, Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. Nathan, what's on your mind?
Greetings, King Mark the First and Conan.
Loyal subject.
Oh, yeah.
I just have to know, Conan, what is best in life?
To see your enemies driven before you and to hear the lamentations of the women. I've left one out, I think.
That's funny because I always thought the other guy who was talking about the open step with the falcons on your wrist, I thought he had the right answer to that question.
Yeah, actually, you're right, and I need to memorize that one because he was the free guy and he had the best idea. The other guy, the real Conan, he's just a bloodthirsty kind of a tyrant. And who wants to be like that? Who wants to really live like that? It's a more enjoyable life, I'll tell you.
And that is the life that you and Mark are living in the farmland of the Shire right now.
Well, we put our green or brown thumbs. We put them out there and we try our hand at some things here and there. But we're not really farmers. We're just kind of
hobbyists.
Yes.
No, it's really interesting. You know, just hearing you guys talk about it because like like many who've gone to public school in America, I have almost zero experience with what you might call the actual world, like, you know, seeing piglets being born and whatnot and things like that.
So. You know, I got a job at 12 years old, and I worked at a comic book store from the time I was 12 to the time I was 18. And I learned more in my after-school job than I did at school. And I'm not just talking about public school. I'm talking about private school, too. A lot of the academic stuff just isn't that useful. I'm not saying kids don't need to know academics, but, man, you'd think that school would teach you stuff you used.
Yeah, just learn to read, learn to count. And then after that, I mean, it's really up to what you want to do with your life.
Teach them about bank loans, for God's sake.
Teach them about, you know, making money, writing checks.
Yeah, that's what I brought up on the conversation last week when I called in about school, is a lot of the financial stuff is probably the easiest to point to because it's something you use every day, but you don't necessarily get a lot of exposure to.
Of course, yeah. If you're trying to create debt slaves, the last thing you want them knowing is how to get a loan or how to finance or how to keep charge of their credit or their banking account.
Yeah, the claim is here you're making is essentially those in power don't want us to know about personal finance.
Or maybe we'll investigate their budget, their yearly budget, and we'll start to pick and sort things out that shouldn't be there, that don't make sense, and start questioning them. The last thing they want is a bunch of questioners, because that's the worst thing. That's the worst threat to authority right there, is people questioning authority.
Yeah, and I was curious about what your thoughts were, Conan, on the schools in Keene and like why you're so interested in activism against them and that kind of thing. Because one of the things I love about your show, Black Sheep Rising, aside from your excellent taste in music and in drops.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you.
Is the school talk, because it's not necessarily. A lot of school talk about New Hampshire in particular, unless you go to, you know, a podcast specific to that. And I kind of like your perspective on it, since you're, you know, you're a taxpayer, you live in Keene and so forth.
And a father.
Right. And, you know, and the question I asked last week is what I'll ask you now. Like, what do you say to someone who's sort of fully indoctrinated into the system and they think, well, public schools are educate our children and, you know, that kind of thing?
Well, I think you need to point out there are successful ideas going on in charter schools and in private schools, and they happen to produce well-educated kids that, you know, greatly, that blow away the public-educated kids. There are businesses out there who are more willing to grab charter kids, or, and the same thing with colleges. Colleges want your privately educated kids. But as far as what bothers me the most about it and why I talk about it as much as I do is because I am a father. I do believe that the raising of the children is the most important thing for your children. But the other thing that really bothers me more than anything is the money involved. The schools here in Keene spend twice as much as the city, and that really rubs me the wrong way, because I'm a big money guy. I do all my own things. I do all my own work. I like to cut the middleman as much out as possible, because I know that I can do a better job. Some people can't do that, you know, and when I can't do it, I'll hire out. But, you know,
that's the money.
It's all about the money, and we will run out of money.
It's about the money for them too. Don't let them tell you anything different. Otherwise, they wouldn't mandate that you pay for the worst school in a given geographic area. If you go, you have to hunt really hard to find a private school or a charter school that performs worse than a public school, your regular old government school in a given geographic area. Now, I'm sure it's out there, but it's an outlier. It's an anomaly. The best schools are the ones that are funded through some level of competition. That's because the marketplace gives us better customer service when there's competition. And you just hear the government school bureaucrats cry, 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 oh, the kids won't get educated. The kids will get a better education. You damn liar.
Well, they're talking about the poor kids.
Right. Well, if it was about the poor kids, that's where the biggest lie is. If this was about the poor kids, you'd have a scholarship program to send poor kids to to schools that competed. You wouldn't have what basically amounts to a middle class welfare babysitting program. That's what government schools are. Because 85% of people, I don't even know what the number. I'm just coming up with something off the top of my head. I shouldn't do that. The large majority of people send their kids to school. Either they use a voucher system or they go through the government school system. This is not about educating poor people. This is about creating homogeny. This is about pandering to the lowest common denominator. This is about making sure that kids get drugs in school, the Ritalin and that sort of thing. So it's about controlling the population. It's about homogenizing thought. It's about killing off the passion that kids might have for certain areas in their lives.
Oh, that's what Common Core is right there. It's not about more efficient, better educated children. It's about creating desk monkeys that don't ask questions, that don't have creative influence, that don't want to think outside of the box. Because they will create those kids in other outlets, the officers. They'll be created elsewhere. They need desk monkeys to just push buttons, and that's what Common Core is right there in a nutshell.
Now, I don't know much about Common Core, but I can see what government schools do, and it ain't pretty. You can't create passion. You can't create intelligence, but you can destroy it.
You can stifle the hell out of it.
Yep. Nathan?
Yeah, I kind of wish that they would there would be more reporting about Louisiana, because wasn't there a big privatization effort there after like the schools were essentially bowled over by Katrina?
I remember doing an article on Shire TV like 2 years ago where they had to start from the ground up, and I believe those were charter schools. And, yeah, they were marvelous. The kids were bright, shiny, smiling, happy kids, and they only had good things to say about, what was going on. That was 2 years ago. I don't know if it's the same because, nothing good can let – because charter schools, they're better, but they're still, run off of taxpayers' money. And so, and there's no competition.
Well, there's some competition because depending on where you're at, there'll be other charter schools that are competing for that same voucher dollar. So it's superior, although not preferable. When you look at, I think that government schools would be better off, because if you were going to start from the ground up today, you would not create the system that we have.
Oh no,
it is terrible. The only people it helps are, union bosses. It doesn't help teachers. It doesn't help administrators, maybe. I don't know. There's probably more administrators than there needs to be. But it doesn't help students. It doesn't help parents. It doesn't help teachers. And those are the people that you want to serve with a school. You'd start with something entirely different. And, I'd love to hear some ideas on that. 855-450-3733. Thanks for the call, Nathan. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
If worse comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in. And I might be able to squeeze you in here in the final segment. It's King Mark the First.
And Conan the Libertarian.
It kind of rhymes with barbarian,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, yeah, it works. It's better than the librarian.
That's right.
Raw! You don't know the Dewey Decimal System?
There's another one on, called The Credible Hulk, who cites all of his claims. It's funny. Anyway, 855-450-3733. Conan, you got a story about, today with the vote to take down the flag in South Carolina. Now, that isn't law yet. That's just one, I think, the Senate.
Well, this is a city. Marion County Commissioners, this just came out 4:06 p.m. It's a local news article here. Marion County Commissioners voted unanimously Tuesday to put the Confederate flag back up at the county's government complex. The flag was removed Thursday.
Now, these are unrelated incidents, but it's just kind of, there's a fervor around it right now.
Oh, yeah, this is big. We should have talked about this in the second hour, and this would have got all the callers that we didn't get, because people love this crap. This really is nonsense, but it really touches the heartstrings of a lot of folks out there, where the flag really is meaningful to them, and this one in particular.
Flags are meaningful symbols. People fight and die for those things. Mm-hmm. I was just watching last night Glory, which is a great movie, and everybody should see it.
Every time the flag would fall, someone would run over and pick it up and get shot, and another one run over and pick it up.
What in the hell? You know what I want to be carrying in a situation like that?
A rifle.
Gun.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm going to be behind something.
Well, yes. Obviously.
That would have a big target flag that I'm holding up.
Yeah, they, the Civil War, you were just beginning to see what futile movement charges are at that point. By World War One, charges are a terrible idea. By charges, right. I mean, you know, a group of men running in a given direction.
So after we pretty much proved to the British, who were doing the exact same thing during the American Revolution, that, hey, you don't just run up against these guys. You hide in the trees and you stand behind things. And
well, there's a variety of reasons that the United States became into being, not the least of which is that the French, whom many Americans like to make fun of, the French, if it hadn't been for, this was basically, a French war with an American component.
Right. So anyways, the flag was removed Thursday and temporarily replaced with a flag with the seal of Marion County. County officials said the decision to remove the flag last week was in response to growing controversy surrounding the flag following the shooting deaths of 9 black men and women at a historic church in Charleston, South Carolina on June 17. The suspect, 21-year-old Dylan Roof, had posed with a Confederate flag in photos posted on a website that displayed a racist manifesto attributed to him. After the deadly shootings, Marion County's interim county administrator Bill Kaufman consulted with county commissioner's chairman Stan McClain and decided to remove the Confederate flag, which has flown outside the county's government complex for more than 2 decades. Mark, you said something last week about actually flying this flag on government premises. If you're going to have a all-powerful government and all, is this a flag that you would actually want on the premises? Does that make any sense?
It makes no sense to me. Essentially, what you're doing is you're putting... I mean, the Confederacy was a nation at war with the United States. And these organizations who are taking grants from the United States, admittedly, it's their taxpayers that are taking money from, but, you know, they're affiliated with the United States government. Now, this isn't the way it's supposed to be, but essentially, power is trickling down from Washington, D.C. to the states and to the counties and to the cities and municipalities and towns and things like that. It's not supposed to be that way. It's supposed to be from the states to Washington and then to the municipalities and stuff. And some states actually have home rule, which is an interesting thing, where the towns and cities are actually more powerful than the states. It hasn't really worked very well in practice. I'm not, you know, speaking against it. I don't have a lot of experience.
Yeah, I can only imagine what Cheshire County here it would be like if that were the case in New Hampshire. There are a lot of liberals in the area.
Oh, my God.
They would just take over in a heartbeat.
Thank God they can't.
Yeah.
Right? Because it would be...
No animals on the premises in the city. No burn fires.
The city gets to make the rules on the animals.
Cats would have to be licensed.
Now, the city gets to make the rules on the animals, but you can believe there'd be no guns.
Yeah.
They'd get rid of those things as quick, lickety-split, as they possibly could.
So I'm only thinking that, so why is this flag even on the premises? I'm thinking it's just to keep the old-timers and the flag lovers and to just keep them in their place. Because look what happens when you get rid of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's all hell broke loose.
It's to me, a great deal of fuss over nothing. Now, you're from the South?
I am from the South.
Yep. I'm from the South, too.
Born of Northerners, though.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely. But to me, the Confederate flag doesn't mean racism. I mean, when I look at the Confederate flag, that's not what it means.
It meant rebel.
Yeah, it meant rebel to me. It also just sort of classifies somebody as kind of country, you know, like I'm country and I'm proud of being country. And that's fine. I got no problem with that. Obviously, I got my own farm. And I get it. I'm not flying a rebel flag on it, but okay. Your country. Excellent. Good for you. I hope that all the values of a country boy goes with it is what I'd like to see. I'd like to hear you saying ma'am an awful lot to
opening doors,
white folks and black folks.
Exactly.
And I'd like to, you conduct your, if you're going to claim to be a country boy, conduct yourself accordingly, sir. You have a long lineage to live up to.
Yeah.
And
they've done these studies where they've walked people down hallways, Northerners versus Southerners, and they want to see who is more likely to let the opposition pass.
Uh-huh.
And they always find that the Southerners are more likely to let someone by and give them a nod, give them a wave.
I haven't seen any studies like that, but I wouldn't doubt it for a second. This was important. where I came from. You know, that was important.
Yeah.
So
and they break it down where Northerners, especially city Northerners, people from the city are more likely. They have a bustling
life.
They fight for your space.
They've
got to get in there. They got to push their way through. If they're driving, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh my God, I want nothing to do with people that drive that are drivers from the big city.
Oh, I dropped someone off in Massachusetts at the airport. I'm never going back to Massachusetts again.
It's Boston specifically.
Oh my
God. It's a nightmare. It is the worst city in America to drive in.
I hate it.
And I don't have any use for people that learn to drive in like New York and Chicago and things like that. Fortunately, my wife.
And by the way, you can tell too because
you can tell.
There's only a handful of them here in the area, but you can tell when someone cuts you off. First thing you're like, that's a Massachusetts plate. That's a New York plate. That's a, and usually, most it is.
I can tell when I'm in the car with them. My knuckles are white. You know, I just ease up. You don't have to drive like that here, for God's sake.
Yeah, it's only 30. So
they put the flag back up.
Yeah, within minutes of Tuesday morning's vote, the Civil War era flag was seen flying once again outside the government complex as one of the five national flags which has flown over Florida since European explorers first landed on its shores more than 500 years ago. The other four are Spanish, French, British, and the American flag.
Yeah, I think it was the Fort DeSoto in near Bradenton, and we went through that, and we got to see the five flags that flew over Florida. Now, that, from a historical standpoint, I'm fine with that. If you're flying the old monarchical Spanish flag and, these kind of things, I get that that the Confederate flag should be part of that display.
Mm-hmm.
It should be on the level of those flags, and those flags should be flying under the U.S. flag. Those poles should be shorter. But I'm talking about government property. You should be able to flag whatever flag you want on your own personal property. And further, I'd like to call for a deep breath. Everybody take a deep breath. Because first off, if they're taking the flag down in front of the town hall, you're not losing anything, really. Your heritage is not being disrupted here. Also, everybody who has a rebel flag up is not some kind of racist that wants to hang you from the highest tree. Really, I know. I've talked to these people. It's really just about heritage for many of them. And everybody needs to understand that flags are symbols. Symbols mean different things to people. The flags are blunt instrument symbols. They're not even precise symbols. And when you're dealing with symbols, it's difficult for people to sort of discern what you're saying. What are you saying with your rebel flag? Well, you're not saying much.
Yeah, are you really a rebel?
Well, probably not. I saw a guy today with his truck. He had a Confederate flag on one side and, the naval jack there on one side and the U.S. flag on the other. I'm not sure what he's trying to say either. It sounds like a message of
maybe he has a small you know what.
I
he's
know.
Trying to compensate.
I considered going.
How big was his truck?
It wasn't a very big truck. I considered going by and just doing an interview with him just to see what it was like. But I didn't have time. I was transporting pigs. 855. I'm giving the number. No. FreeTalkLive.com. In the meantime, it's been Mark with you
and Conan.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is the good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.